This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 48 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I am your host, Nate, and that's my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this week, we are going to be wrapping up our Westerns with the 2016 remake of The Magnificent Seven. This movie stars Denzel Washington, Chris Pratt, Ethan Hawke, Vincent D'Onofrio. I mean, just a host of people. And we're going to be covering it for you as, going over all the criteria we always go over. So before we go over all that information, please, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you click that like button, subscribe to the channel, give us your scores down below. Let us know what you thought of the 2016 version of The Magnificent Seven. And we're going to go over our scores in a moment. Now, Alex, before we even do that, you've seen this movie before, or have you not seen it since the theater, or what's up?
I have not seen this movie since the 4K release.
So it's been a good 5 years, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. No, pretty much, because I'd never seen it in the theater, but then okay. I picked it up in 4K, and I enjoyed it.
Okay, so I watched this in the theater, and then I bought it in 4K, and this was my first time watching it since I bought it. So, this was one of those movies, like, I liked it enough to buy it, but then, like, I just never put it in until now. So we're going to be going over that now. Let's give all the people our scoring criteria. Of course, we're going to be going over lead character. We're going to be going over villain, action scenes, storyline, and overall score. We will then give you our total points and let you know what we thought about the movie on the whole. All right, Alex, before we do that, box office. Now, I remember this movie being successful financially. How much? I don't know. I'm going to say $115 million. That's my guess.
How much again?
$115
million. $115 million. Okay, here we go. Box office numbers for Magnificent Seven from 2016. Is Nate correct? No, he shot way over. Domestically was 90. I keep saying domestically, like the 300 warrior. Right. Yeah, domestic. Yeah. Was 93,432,655. So you went over.
I went over.
Not by much, but you went over. International was 68,927,981. Worldwide total of $162,360,636 on a budget of $90 million.
Okay, so it was moderately successful.
Yeah.
It wasn't a big, huge hit that I thought it might have been, but it made a profit. All right, well, you know what? I remember the theater I saw it in was pretty full, but also maybe we were all the people who saw it that day. All right, now, before we go into our reviews, we're going to give you the old Rotten Tomato scores. These were Alex's guesses, what it got critically, what it got audience. Now, I like this because you have no frame of reference for this. Like, it's not like our Lethal Weapon ones where you can say, okay, the last one did this. There is no last one. You just got to shoot, take a shot in the dark. What do you think this one got?
I think it's a 72.
Okay.
Audience? Mm-hmm. Audience score, 49.
Okay. So, you were close on one, but the opposite. This got a 64 audience score, or a critics score, but it got a 72 audience score. So you were close. Yeah, if you would have put your critics score to the audience, you would have been really close. But yeah, 64. So I thought before we did this, I thought that more people liked this movie, but maybe I was completely wrong. I don't know. Anyway, none of that matters. I don't know how many times we have to tell you. It doesn't matter because me and Alex are going to score it for you. And that's the only thing that matters on the Action Movie Guys podcast. So, Alex, please, lead character, Denzel Washington. He's the lead actor in this movie. What do you say?
I give him a 5. I really enjoyed him. See, the thing with Denzel is that he's an actor that could play anything. Yeah. And he gives it 110% every time he gets in that role, whether it's a biopic, whether it's a drama, whether it's a serial killer movie that he's a cop or he's delusional or whatever he is, a drunk in that flying movie that he was in the cockpit and he was drinking a lot.
Oh, Flight.
Yeah, another great movie with him in it. Mm-hmm. I liked him here in the Western. I wish he does more Westerns. I could see him as another, like, if he went down that trajectory, I think he could bring back the Western genre. I think with him and some other actors, like Christian Bale and Russell Crowe, they all continue doing Western movies. I think a lot of people gravitate back to Western. Again, it's all about it's all about the storyline and the delivery. And if you got great cast, why not? I don't see why not. So I gave him a 5.
Yeah, so I give him a little bit lower than you, but I agree with your points. I think, for one, he's possibly the greatest working actor today. It depends on who you ask. Everyone has their favorites. You know, there's, I think there's a conversation of about 4 or 5 actors that pretty much consensus would say that guy's the best of this generation. You know what I mean? And he is in that conversation. He's always great. Every role he's in, he can play action. He can play drama. He can play kind of a light, more lighthearted role. He nails a Western somehow, some way. Denzel Washington is so good, he's even good in a Western. As far as the character, I thought he was good. I thought he was stoic, which is like, I feel like that's an important characteristic of a Western lead character. Yeah. The only thing is, he wasn't, there was other characters that I liked and found more interesting than him. So for me, I gave him a 4. I thought he was very good. And we'll get to those other characters when we get to like story and stuff like that, and I'll explain further, but I did like him. He was a little quiet, a little more reserved, but also it fit the world that he was in, if that makes any sense. And of course, in the action scenes, he does his thing. He's believable, shooting people and all that kind of stuff. So, and as a leader, you believe it. I would follow Denzel. I would go do whatever he said to do. So, right on. All right. Main villain. Now, this was a character played by Peter Sarsgaard, who's an actor I like. But he, honestly, I gave him a 3 as this villain. I thought his performance was at times over the top, which the movie, besides, and not getting to the action yet, but it's not a really over the top type movie, right? Like, remember The Quick and the Dead? That's like an over the top movie. It's really, everyone's kind of over the top. Here, they're playing it like a straight Western, and he's a little bit over the top, not way over. But the reason I didn't give him low, and he's also not in the movie for like a huge chunk of the movie. He's not there. He's in the opening and he's gone for a really long time. And then he's there at the end. He's also one of these henchmen villain, you know, people who has like a million, like a whole army of people who do everything. But I will give him credit because he did murder a few people on screen at the church. He kills the guy in the beginning. And then later in his house, when the guys come to tell him, oh, these 7 guys came and they did. And then he shoots that guy. So at least he got his hands dirty. Yeah. So I gave him a 3. He's right in the middle for me. He was fine.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I gave him a 3 also. I agree with you on all of the points. I think he, out of the Western movies we've seen, because Leonardo DiCaprio didn't fight back. He wasn't that type. Again, that the Django movie, he wasn't like a villain. Like, we talked about that. So this one, I actually thought he was good. He was believable. It's not like he wasn't. He was a believable character. So yeah, I gave him a 3.
Yeah. Like he was fine. You know?
Yeah, he was good.
He's not bad, but he's not amazing. So 3. Yeah. All right. Now, action.
This had
an action movie podcast. So
had action. This had action. There's no I mean, out of all the movies we did, the Django had action, but not as much action. True Grit had no action. I mean, just had a little bit towards the end. And then that was pretty much it, right? Those are the two.
Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Good, Bad, the Ugly was another one that did not have much action.
310 had some action. 310 and
Huma. Yeah, 310 and Huma had a lot of action. And this one had even more action because in the beginning, my man was shooting up the whole church, everyone that was against him. And then that ending, when everyone started going at each other, they had that damn Gatling gun on top of the damn wagon. Yeah. That had action. So with that said, I gave it a whopping 5. Because that had action. And I'm not even going to lie. This thing had action. And you want an action cowboy movie, Western? Magnificent 7, the remake, has what you need for your fix.
Well said and correct. This movie has a crap ton of action. And you know why I like it? Not only does it have quantity, it has quality. It's like really well shot, well directed action. It also has diversity, because you have the Asian character, right? Mm-hmm. Who has like knives. It's not just guns. There's knives. There's like the big, huge guy, Vincent D'Onofrio's character. You know, he got like, he's a big brutish character. Then you have the shooters, you know, Chris Pratt, Denzel, Ethan Hawke. but they're different style of shooters. Like, they did a great job of giving everyone their own role within the action scenes. So everyone's not just doing the same exact thing and just pointing a gun and shooting it. You know what I mean? They each had characteristics. It's diverse. It's PG-13, but this is like one of the top, it's gotta be one of the top five most, like, most violent PG-13 movies.
Yeah.
There's a lot of blood for a PG-13 movie. Even early on, the dude gets shot at the stairs and like the blood splatters on the wall. I'm like, dude, this is, should have been R. I don't know why they didn't just go R, but whatever. So yeah, I also gave it a 5 out of 5. If you are an action movie fan who wants to watch a Western, this is like the one that I'd recommend as far as action goes. All right. So storyline. Okay. This is a good story. All right. The storyline itself, I gave a 4. I thought it was good. It's a classic story. Of course, Seven Samurai. This is the same story from Seven Samurai. That was the first film to do it. Then it got remade as in America, you know, for the Americans as the Magnificent Seven. And then now this is a remake of that. So it's a story that's been told. It's not original in any way. But you know, it's a classic kind of Western story. You have this guy in this town who's bad. You have this group of people who are hired to basically fight this guy off and defend the people of the town. And that's what they do. And that's the story. You know, there's characters and they have their own backstories, but it's not the focal point. The focal point is the basic premise and the action scenes. So I gave it a 4 for storyline.
Yeah, look, in terms of storyline, I agree with you on this one also. I gave it a 4. The storyline, it's not nothing unique or something fresh. It's basically a pretty much Western movie, any Western movie. You know, you got a bad guy that wants to take land and abuses the crap out of the town. The town revolts, hires a gunslinger, and then the gunslinger gets his boys. Well, now they're strangers, but it's not his boys, but they're strangers, but they become friends once they start shooting. So yeah, I agree. I gave it a 4. But it's intriguing. This story was intriguing. Yeah. It's not like it was boring. It's like you literally was hooked the minute the movie started. So yeah.
Yeah, agree. All right. Now, overall.
Overall, I gave this a 4 out of 5. I think this movie has a lot of great actors. It has great action. The storyline, again, I think I would have gave it a higher score if the storyline was more fresh, more unique. Since it's a typical Western style of movie, I was like, I can't go with that. But since this is a remake, I think this is a pretty good remake. I mean, so far we've seen 2 good Western remakes with True Grit, and we've seen this one. Oh, and 310 and Yuma. That's 3.
3.
Yeah, 3 good remakes of Western. So honestly, I think so far this is really a good movie. I think if you guys have not seen this, or you did see it and you thought it was garbage or it wasn't for you, give it a shot. I think you should give it one more shot and see if it will change your mind. I mean, lately with us doing all this Action Movie Guys podcast, I've been changing a lot of my mind in a lot of action movies that I thought stunk when I first saw it. I'm starting to come around watching it. And I mean, this one, I never said it stunk. This one, I was like, it was okay. But rewatching, I was like, this is actually a really good remake. That's my take. I gave it a 4.
Yeah. So here's where I feel, for some reason, I'm a little under you, but I mean, I have my reasons. I gave it a 3.5. So it's something like rewatching it. I did the opposite of you. I feel like when I came out the theater, I liked it a whole lot. And then now watching it a few years later, I found a lot more things that I didn't love. So I'll give it, let's go with the pros really quick. Amazing cast. You're absolutely right. All the actors are great. And the character that I mentioned earlier that I liked better, like than Denzel, I love Ethan Hawke's character. I thought he was the most intriguing and had the most kind of mysterious and interesting backstory. You know what I mean? That you didn't quite get. Every time there was these big, you know, action scenes early, like he couldn't shoot. It was almost like he was like, he knew he was so good at killing that he didn't want to do it type of thing. You know what I mean? And I always like characters like that. I really loved his character and I liked his performance. He was great. Here's my only thing. I just feel like the movie's too long for what it does. Like there's a big stretch. I want to say 35 to 40 minutes where you had a really intriguing start. And then the big action finale is great. But that middle part drags a little to me, where they're just kind of not doing anything. You know what I mean? Like, they're walking around. They're walking back to the town. They meet the Native American guy, right? And then they keep going, and then they get there, and they have to train the people. And, like, all that stuff takes, like, a lot longer than I feel like it should have. I feel like it could have been done in a montage instead of these long, drawn-out kind of scenes. I don't know. That's just me. I totally, you know, see where you're coming from. I like the movie. I gave it a 3.5. But, yeah, that there was a few execution issues where I was like, we could have done this better. They could have done that better. But whatever. I had a good time when I was watching it, to be honest. So, all right. Total points. So for me, that comes out to a 19.5 out of a 25. Still a very good score. A great, great cast. A great. It just come for the cast and stay for the action. That's what I say. That's how I would describe this movie. Come for a great cast. Stick around to see a lot of people get murdered. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I give this a 21 out of 25. But yeah, it's action. Look, it's action. You have a great Oscar award winning cast. I mean, some of them are Oscar award winners, right? Denzel.
Denzel is. Yeah. Ethan Hawke's nominated. D'Onofrio.
Was he nominated?
I don't know if he's nominated for Oscar, but he's been nominated for some stuff. And he's a great actor, though. Sarsgaard. He's a great actor. Yeah, it's got a great cast.
Yeah, you got a great cast. So, yeah, I mean, I gave it a 21 out of a 25. Yeah.
Fair enough. All right. So that is our review for The Magnificent Seven. We hope you enjoyed. Drop it below. Let us know what you would score this movie. And of course, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or anything like that, Spotify, leave us a review. Tell us if you like this movie or not. Next week, we will be reviewing Lethal Weapon 3, and we will be starting Jason Statham month. Now, I don't remember the Statham movie right off the top of my head, but I do know it will be a movie that stars Jason Statham. So be on the lookout for those episodes, and we'll see you then.
Yeah, if you want to follow Nate, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out his podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything Levels of Geeks on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Instagram, Levels of Geeks across the board except for Facebook and TikTok. You want to check out the website, www.levelsofgeeks.com. We have merch. We have all the YouTube videos up there organized for your liking. Other than that, that's your host, Nate. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.